Normally we do something on the topic of the Tfilas of the Yom Neroyim, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. I decided maybe to just go back a little bit and talk about some of the kavanas that a person is supposed to have, Kishas, Tfilas, Shmon Esrei in general, which are relevant the whole year. Obviously they're that much more relevant than the Yom Neroyim, a person who wants to make his Tfilas as perfect as possible. So the purpose of this list is, we're looking from different places. There are different kavanas which are brought down on halacha, etc., that a person needs to have, is supposed to have b'shas yidav and shmon esrei, b'shas tefillah. They're not all together together in one place. So I decided to put them together in one list. So the first page is the list. And the second two pages, there's actually supposed to be four pages, didn't print, but I don't know what happened over here exactly. I think all those dots over there in the middle is all those things that got missing. So I don't know, I'll have to go back and figure that out. But meanwhile, so we'll work with that, or what we have. So the first kavanah that you want a person wants to have, as you know, there's a concept in halacha called mitzvah shichas kavanah. When a person does a mitzvah, so besides doing the mice itself, there's a halacha that before he does the mitzvah, a person should have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Samach says you can fulfill this requirement by thinking two words, l'shem mitzvah. You don't have to think the whole phrase of the pasuk and all the shem yichuds and all those wonderful things that's kabbalistic, but mikra din mitzad the dinay mitzvah, we pass the mitzvah shechus kavana by the rices for sure, but the rabbanon is a machloek, it's a sofik. The person thinks two words of shem mitzvah, he's yotze. So what mitzvahs are we fulfilling when we daven? So the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, which I hopefully was placed into the notes. So, the note number one, the mitzvah chamish is Shivana la'ov the yisalo. There's a mitzvah to be over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's mentioned in different places. So, even though this is a general command to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, means do all of the mitzvahs. In a yesh b'yichud shehu tziva b'tfila. Lashon Sifri love the zu tefila. So the Sifri understands that this pasuk is referring to, we say in Kriya Shema, the second paragraph, love the b'chol avavchem, is referring to serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, is referring to davening. So the Rambam understands that is a mitzvah b'chol yom, once a day to daven. So every day when a person davens Shmon Esrei, davening means Shmon Esrei, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of the B'chol Avavchem, and there's a din of mitzvah's kavanah, you should have kavanah to do that. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the mitzvah is not referring to the mitzvah of tefillah, it's referring to, like the Rambam says, the mitzvah kalelis, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing mitzvahs, which Agav is a very fascinating. According to the Ramban, it comes out that every time you do a mitzvah, if you do a mitzvah because you're accustomed to doing it, you get one mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah because you see that as a vehicle to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you get two mitzvahs. You get the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah, you get the mitzvah of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs. So theoretically, every mitzvah that you do, you get two mitzvahs, according to Ramban. Lov to b'chol avavcha means when you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and do the mitzvahs, you should put your heart into it. Be aware that you're doing it as a form of service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's pretty. It's a tzivui which pasuk according to Ramban. Every time you do a mitzvah without kavanah, you be mavatal mitzvah say deraisa of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs. That's not a good idea. Okay, now, but the Ramban. He didn't mean to tell you that, right? But the Ramban, at the end of that long hasaga, where he proves that tefillah is the Rabbanon, multiple Gemaras, where the Gemara says tefillah is the Rabbanon, Safak tefillah is the Kula, Kriyashma, Lechumra, tefillah is the Kula, tefillah is the Rabbanon, according to Rambam, it's the Raisa, why is it Safak the Kula, etc. Multiple Rayas. He says the following, though. V'im ula yin midrasha, so note number two. So the Ramban, at the end of the long Hasaga, the Ramban says like this, V'im ula yiyah midrasha mitfila ikar minatara in the sub yinyana shel harav v'noimra. If you want to find a place where there is a concept of tefillah on a Torah level, shehi mitzvah le'es hatzoris Shenamah shohiyas baruch v'yisala shemeya tefila v'hu amaltzim in a tzaras b'tefila b'zaka. There's a mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a time of tzara. When a person has a situation of difficulty, there is a mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now theoretically, according to the Ramban, you can mekayem that mitzvah d'oraisa multiple times in the day. Anytime a person has a tzara, so and he davens to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he's mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Ramban. Now what level of a tzara is called a tzara? That's not clear. I once heard from Rabbi Israel Tauber, said over from the Bisker Rav, the Bisker Rav said, I mean, anything a person really feels that he has a real need for, that's a valid tzara, and you're becoming into the rice of tefillah when you ask for it. So he said, for example, which the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzion is mashal like this: the halacha written down before a person goes for a medical procedure, or before a person takes medicine, there's a tefillah that you say. So the Sharetzion says that this would be a kiyum deraisa of this din. Person going for medical procedure, person taking a medicine because he has a medical need. So he has, that's like a tzara. You're davening Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should give you a refuah. So you're mamash mekayem into the rice of davening when you say that by kosher. So Rabbi Tauber I heard this on a tape from him. So he says that, you know, sometimes Rabbi Tauber he's in his upper 90s already. He's a fascinating Talmud of Rabbi Weissmandel. He's a Yerusha Talmud from Yeshiva of Nitra. He was a very successful businessman. He was also a big Talmud Chacham. So he says, you know, when you're sitting by the business table, the negotiations, and you're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please let him accept the terms of the negotiation. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, tefillah. Say, hey, Sora, you need the guy to listen to you, accept your terms. It's important to you. So you become a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. He said, some of my best davenings are by the business table, by the business negotiations. Okay. The truth is, the Rambam, you know, look at number three. The Rambam has this mitzvah also. The Rambam says, actually, it's on the pasuk in Parshas Baloischa, Huskatim b'chatzotzros. So the pasuk says, "V'yom simchaschem, v'moyadechem, roshaychotchechem." It also says, "Alatzar kisov mecham artzechem alatzar tzareraschem." When there's a war, you have a need, you should call out b'chatzotzros. The Rambam says, "Anatam tzuvim liskoy b'chatzotzros, b'itos atzorach, v'atzorach k'shenitzak l'tnei Hashem yizalo." When you daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have a mitzvah to call out, do it with chatzotzros, which we don't do anymore. But this is this mitzvah. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tanya, says, and that's what Chazal were masak and the Tainus. When the time there's a tzara, is the time this mitzvah the raisa of when there's a time of need, you call out the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that all goes together into this. So now, besides that, number three over here on the first page, the mitzvah d'rabbanan, according to Rabban, the mitzvah d'rabbanan daven b'chol yom, and the Rambam says that which you daven three times a day is a d'rabbanan. So every time you're davening, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'raisa according to the Rambam, of v'lov d'chol avavchem. If you have a need, which who doesn't have a need, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'raisa according to the Rambam and the Rambam of davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ez sora, and you're mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillah. Either according to the Rambam every day, and according to the Rambam three times a day, that's a drabbanan. Okay, the next two are from the Rizal. The Rizal says before a person starts davening shachris, a person should stop and undertake upon himself the mitzvah of Ahavta Rechel Kamoch. Before you start davening, a person should be mekabel that he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavta Rechel Kamoch. He's loving all of Klal Yisrael. Which you really do in davening. You know, you're davening is dafka in Lashon Rabbim, not in Lashon Yachid. All the tefillahs are dafka in Lashon Rabbim. There's a gra, which we don't necessarily paskin like, but there's a gra which takes this akadekach. It's a gra in Shnesel Yom in Parakeh, in Brachas Parakeh, that the gra says it's also to daven for Tzarcha Yachid in Shmon Esrei. It's also according to the gra. We don't pass like that, but according to the words, "Oser daven tzarcha yochid," you must. Shmon Esrei is about davening for the tzibur. You want to daven for yochid at the end of it. The kind of shomer you can throw in tefillahs for the yochid, but during the middle of Shmon Esrei, you know, people add it for refuah. According to the Gemara, it's not right to do. It's bedavka time of davening for the tzibur, because when all of Klal Yisrael will come together and as a unit and daven, that brings the Shekhinah down to this world, and then he gets Kabbalistic and he talks about that, etc. Okay. So the Ari Zal says that before you start davening, you have to daven Hakamoicha. The one place I think that the place where I'm margish it in Shmoneh Esrei is in Moedim. You know, so you daven. You know what? I'll daven for somebody else also. But you say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just for yourself. You don't say that for myself. You say for us. Who's us? Us is all of Klal Yisrael. We pointed this out here once in the year of Rosh Hashanah tefillas, this idea, going back probably about 10 years ago. I doubt if anybody here from that time. That when you say Moedim, you're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Chayeinu Amser Miyadecha. All that it's for all of Klal Yisrael, even for the guy next to you who's driving you crazy, and you hate his guts. You're saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu for his life also. You know that's what it means. Well, how do you do that? You're not really so thankful for his life because he drives you crazy, right? Well, you mekayim mitzvah hafter chakamorcha. He goes into Klal Yisrael. You have to mekayim it. So the result says you undertake the mitzvah hafter chakamorcha, which he suggests you should do it before you start in the mamash, the beginning of chakras. And then right before Shemoneh Esrei, he says a person should think lichol number 5 lichol atzav esechem ispalim laHashem b'leiv sholem, that I'm joining all of the members of Klai Yisrael shadavim to Kodesh Baruch Hu b'leiv sholem, I'm joining them together in tefillah. So I'm not just joining these 10 people here or this tzibur here, I'm joining all of Klai Yisrael together. My act of tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei is joining all of Klai Yisrael together. Okay. Now number 6 is really a new thought. It's Simcha Shazachal Yispal Lifnei Melech Gadol. So that's the language of the Mesilas Yesharim, which should be number 4 in your notes. So we the pasuk which we say Ilas Hashem Simcha, which is in Tilim Kapitel Lamed Amr B'Medrash Medrash Shechatov, that's the Medrash on Sefer Tilim, is called Medrash Shechatov. Amr Rabbi Evel, the Rosham says that when you come and stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu the Davin, you should be happy. That you're davening to a God where there's nothing like him. Always you should be rejoicing. So a person gets an opportunity to come and present and supplicate in front of the king. So you haven't said a word yet. Just the fact that you have the audience is a source of simcha. I have a need. I want to come and present myself to the melech, and the melech grants me an audience. So you have simcha right there. So a person before he touches an esrei already, he's in a state of simcha, feeling the hakaras hatayv to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bereshim is allowing us to present ourselves to him. Okay, now numbers 7, 8, 9, and 10 are really the meat of the what we're going to talk about, which is the actual mice of tefillah. So number 7 is Reb Chaim Brisker. So Reb Chaim Brisker is Medayik in the Rambam. Now I put it in the sources, I put the whole piece in, but it got, whatever reason, got chopped up, and the computer decided it wasn't so important, took it out. I don't know. So Chaim is like this. Chaim is a dyke in the Rambam. He's a steer in the Rambam. In one place, the Rambam says clearly that Kavano is ma'akiv in the first bracha, and that's it. Like we'll see later on, that Kavano of Pirush Amilas is only ma'akiv in the first bracha. In a different place, the Rambam says Kavano is ma'akiv in the whole tefillah. So it's a steer in the Rambam. So Chaim gives two answers. The first answer he says is that Pirush Amilas is ma'akiv in the first bracha. That which you're being mekayim mitzvah tefillah, mitzvah tichus kavana, is relevant to the whole Shemoneh Esrei. One answer. Then he says a different answer. Again, Pirush Amilas is ma'akiv in the first bracha. But that tefillah is an act of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's immediately lifnei Hashem. That's the act of tefillah. That's the definition of the act of tefillah. So if you're not aware that you're doing that, you're not Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. The way he learns the Rambam, if a person's mind wanders anywhere in Shemoneh Esrei for a moment and he forgets this fact that he's davening to the Baruch Hu, he's not Yotzei Daven. Which he basically indicted all of Klal Yisrael. Right? Like, you know, forget it, we're done, you know. So the Chazon Ish in his Goyonis has that aura. Come on. You just wrote off all of Klal Yisrael. It means at one moment, my Shemoneh Esrei is 7 minutes long. For a half a second, my mind wandered and I forgot that I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not Yotze Shemoneh Esrei. That's like, that's pretty intense. She says, no, this idea of a Amidah L'Tnei Hashem, if you have that in mind at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we assume that that automatically sets the tone for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. But he agrees with the Chaim that the definition of tefillah is the act of a Amidah L'Tnei Hashem, and you have to be aware of that. So that's what Chaim understands the Rambam. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should think Kilo Shechina Kenegdoi. That is number 7 in the notes. So the Lachah says that a person is supposed to face towards Eretz Yisrael. He says a person should face towards Yerushalayim, he should face towards the Kadosh Kadoshim. So he says, what does that mean? The Mishnah says, what does that mean, you face towards the Kadosh Kadoshim? So I'm facing towards the Mizrach, which is Eretz Yisrael, and now I move 0.0001% of a degree now, because I know I'm facing towards, what does it mean I face towards the Kadosh Kadoshim? What do the words mean? He says, obviously we can't ask you to face towards Kadosh Kadoshim. It means, so this is the Mishnah Mishabura, the reason why I put it over here, this is not a Musa Shmuz. It's a Sefer Shulchan Aruch, and I mean it's a Mishnah Berurah. It's not, it's not the Tuesday night Musa Shmuz. This is Halacha. That person's been mechaven, he's supposed to face Mizrach. I said, Musa Shmuz, I'll daven towards Mara. No, excuse me, there's Halacha, you daven towards Mizrach. Well, there's also Halacha, you daven towards Kadosh Kadoshim. It's a Halacha. So Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean? Shiach shabeliva v'rayarnoi kilu ho'oimed b'mikdash asher b'yushalayim b'mokim Kadosh Kadoshim. You have to picture yourself standing in the Kadosh Kadoshim. That's what it means. So you fulfill this halacha of facing towards the Kadosh Kadoshim. It means you picture yourself as if you're standing in the Kadosh Kadoshim. So Shemoneh Esrei, when you're done Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to picture yourself in the Kadosh Kadoshim. Well, that's like wild, And that Kohen Gadol goes in the Kadosh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur. He goes in, 4 times. Once, to bring in the Dam of the Poor, the Dam of the Sawyer, for the Keteris, and then to remove the Kaf and the Machta. I go in 3 times a day. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. You go into Kadosh Kadoshim 3 times a day. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches is also not, didn't make the cut. Okay. Just give me 1 second. I'll read you the language. So Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches, a person should picture Kilo Shechina Kenegdoi. You have to picture the Shekhinah in front of you. So we picture the Shekhinah in front of us. You picture yourself in the Kadosh Kadoshim. Amidah L'Tnei Hashem, according to where Chaim says it. Okay. That's that. Now, let's see. Did the other one make it? Yeah, good. Okay. Now, number 10, I think, is so far we're making it feel a little more challenging than just saying the words. Number 10 is a little more challenging also. Okay. In Siman Tzadiches Sif Gimel, Yispal, which is at number 8 on your notes, it says, Yispal derech tachanunim, kerosh ha-mavakesh b'pesach u'benachas. You should dive in a attitude, in a form of supplication. Like a poor man who's standing and pleading at the doorway, please give me something. You should not approach davening, again, Shemoneh Esrei, like a responsibility that you have to get done with. So what is this about? So this is a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos and Masechtas Ovis. Al task tefilos kava el tefilah v'sachanun nifnei amok. So your tefillah should not be kva, kuf, beis, ayin. It should be tefillah v'sachanunim lifnei amokim. So that, he understands, kva means it's something which I do regularly. I have responsibility to do it. And I'm meeting my obligations. So I come to davening 3 times a day, because that's halacha. That's making your tefillah kva. Right? So I have an appointment with the king. So I show up. because I have an appointment, I got to show up to the appointment. That's not really what the purpose of the appointment was, to speak to the king and present your request. No, I'm not interested in that. I'm just an appointment. I got to go to the appointment because that's responsibility. That's not tefillah. That's making your tefillah kva. I'm doing it because that's the rules. You got to show up, three times a day, and I'm a good boy, and my whole lifetime, three times a day, I come to davening. I'm such a tzaddik. But that's making your tefillah kva. So you have to do a tefillah b'sachanun l'fnei ha'makom. So the Bir Halacha says, you might have hoped you didn't show up to the shir. Okay, Bir Halacha, ma moed tzarech adam lizor b'zeh. You have to be very careful with this halacha, tefillah b'sachanun l'fnei ha'makom. Many persons hold that if you don't have this thought, you have to read David. Hello, Hema Habach, Hello, Yerabba, Muchen Muchen Mebes Yosef, Marmor Mordechai, Mogi Bur Mechichem Yerambam. So the Rambam of the Rambam is not a Raya. Okay. So, according to the Bach, Neli Rabba, Mr. Yosef, if you don't do this, you're not davening. I walk into the king because I show up for the audience. I request the audience of the king. I would like to make a request. And show up and say, listen, king, I'm not really interested in making the request, but I have to show up because that's the rule. I have to show up. So please help me. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That's not request. That's not davening. Davening is an act of supplication to the king. So you didn't do it. So you're not yotzei l'tabach. So the king says, you're not yotzei davening. Now, Mishabur says you have to be careful with this because according to some person, you are yotzei, so you can't go back. So now you're left with a catch 22. According to some person, you weren't yotzei, so some person, you can't go back. So now you're stuck. So don't get yourself into the mess and make sure that you do your tefillah as an act of tefillah, the sacramentum of the Hamakim. So that's a very strong challenge. The act of tefillah is an act of tefillah. Right? Okay, number 11, 12, 13, and 14 are pretty straight, and the challenge is Pasha to reach the Madrega of having these thoughts, but they're sort of like setting the tone for Shemoneh Esrei, for davening. So, number 11 is in Siman Sadiches, Sif Hei. So, your notes, that's number 9 in the notes. It says, a person should think, Mi ani dalva nivze, bo levakesh me'eis melech malchi amlochi ha'kodesh baruch hu. I mean, I don't deserve to have this audience. I don't deserve to have this right to make this request. I'm a nobody. I'm a dalva nivza. I'm impoverished. I'm pashat, a low life. I'm a nivza, a despicable individual. Am I doing my mitzvahs the way I'm supposed to be doing that? No. Am I keeping my responsibilities the way I'm supposed to? No. Am I really morally begotten to Torah mitzvahs? No. Do I deserve to walk into this door? No. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of his rife chasadov, has allowed me to come and speak to him. That's number 11. Number 12, a person should think about Remes HaKel Yisbarach B'Shiflas Adam. That didn't make the cut. Oh, it did. Up at the top. Wow. How did it do that? Okay. So that's number 12 and 13. You think about the Remes HaKel and the Shiflus Adam and Yosef Kol Tanuga Adam Eliboy. So this is a Ramor in Siman Sadiches. No, this is Ramor in Siman Sadiches, yeah, Sif Aleph. A person thinks about the exalted reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the limited reality of man, and therefore he'll remove Tanuge Odom Eliboy. So right now I'm not focusing on the pleasures of this world. I'm Sameach that I'm talking to the king. I'm enjoying that reality. So that reality, everything else should pale in comparison. I'm not interested in enjoying steak right now. Right now, it just doesn't make the cut. It's not important to me. Tefillah should be an important moment. It's fascinating. The Renison Eibschitz writes in a letter that Now, Rabbi Yonah is an interesting person because, you know, the Litvish Welt, the Chiddush Welt have different ways of approaching him. Chiddush Welt, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonah, and they make him into a chassid almost, you know. He lived before the chassidim, so it's hard to make him into a chassid so much. You know, but he was a tremendous Baal Regesh, Baal Machshav, etc. I mean, but he's the Ur Metumim. I mean, you learn Metumim, you push it, can't imagine the guidness and the lumdus and the geschmack of the Ur Metumim. The Crazy Placey, you know, the sermon that he wrote in lumdus are tremendous. So he writes that by him, the Iker Leiv's Manoy is the moment of Tefillah. Everything else he's doing in the day is a hekatimsa to get to that moment. That's the moment the human being is zoichah to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Chazon Ish writes in a letter that tefillah is one of the Torah mitzvahs. So it's, you know, we can't grade them, but there's one out of 613. Tefillah is an act of bitachon. Bitachon is the human being expressing his clarity and knowledge of the Bereshit is the source of everything. To the point that I feel betuach, I feel safe, I feel secure. But, right, that's what bitachon means. I'm not worried because I know I'm in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're in the good hands with Allstate. You know, in the good hands with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what bitachon is. The state of contentment. Chavos of Abbas writes at the beginning of Shar Bitachon that Shar Bitachon is a menuchas anefesh. It's you're calm. Because I know I'm in good hands. I know the one who's running the show knows what he's doing, so I feel safe. Says tefillah is that moment in a person's day. We have that clarity. So he says, well, the Goyin says in his Pirush Mishlei that the purpose of the whole Torah is to come to bitachon. The Brosh made a world seemingly where we could perceive he doesn't exist, and our whole avoid is to put the Brosh back into the central place of the world. And that's what bitachon is. That have that relationship with him that he wants us to have. So the Goyin says that's the purpose of the whole Torah. So the Chazon Ish writes, he says, it comes out that tefillah, as much as it's one of the Torah mitzvahs, really tefillah becomes the primary mitzvah of the whole Torah. So that's the Ramos HaKel, Shiflas Adam, and the Tanugi Adam Eliba, if I'm a Zaycha to get to that moment, and I feel that reality, so Tanugi Adam just are not important. Right? A person's in a deep relationship with somebody. They have our gush of that relationship. Physical pleasures are not important anymore. They have the hanloa on the relationship. So the Rama, then the Hilchos Teshuvah, Rama talks about the day of Avas Hashem, that a person gets to the point where he has such a hanloa from that that all of the pleasures of the world become pale in comparison. So that's tefillah. That's how the Rama pictures the moment of tefillah. It's really Rabbeinu Yonah in his Pirush Masechtas Brachos. Then number 14, Yosim Alibay, Shem Yatshum Nivra Malach Kechav the Malach Sheilos Hakibur Sani Yisbara. No power has any power other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sariches that you're being mevakesh over here. Nothing created. Nothing has the power to fulfill his desire, like other than the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So those are going to set the tenor. You're going to set the tone, set the stage for Shemoneh Esrei. I'm not worthy. It's a chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu that allows me to come. There's a tremendous pleasure of being in that state with him. I know that he's the only source. Mela, I'm going to Davin, and like I said before, numbers 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm in front of the Shechina, I'm meeting with the Hashem, in front of the Shechina, the Kodesh Kodashim, and I'm pleading for Klal Yisrael. I'm pleading for myself, but I'm pleading for Klal Yisrael. Now, everybody needs to plead. I mean, everybody has needs. There's something, you know, there's interesting halacha. That a person who's chosen to be the Baal Tefillah for the Yom Leroyim should be specifically a person who's married who has children. Because if a person is married and they have children, their lev is nishbar in front of them. They're worried about the needs of their children, so their tefillah is a much stronger tefillah because they're really worried. A bacher, for some reason or other, doesn't think like that. You know, the world basically works out. You know, it'll work out. Part of being a bacher is that feeling of independence. I can do whatever I want. I'm the master of my destiny. So it's a challenge. You know, it is a challenge. But if you stop and think, you know, if you can't necessarily feel that hargosha when you think about yourself, even though you should, Reb Chatzkel writes that, you know, people aren't worried about Yom HaDin because they tell you there's a klal and shas, and what's in the Kabbalah Baraya. I'm the Mochsik, the Mershim is the Moitzi, Mehechet Heisi. He says, the Mershim says back, no, I'm the Mochsik, you're the Moitzi. Right? But we don't think like that. We're sort of like, yeah, you know, things will work out good, you know, they worked out good last year, they worked out good the year before, etc. So, do you have a friend that has a need? Do you think about the greater Klal Yisrael? They have needs. I have a married friend who hasn't had children for many years. I have a friend who's in Shidduchim, he's trying to get married. I have a chaver who's in the Israeli army and he's putting himself in direct danger multiple times. I mean, you have people that you know they're unreal, they have real needs. I have a family back in country X, Iran, not the safest place for Jews to live. Right. I recently had acquaintance here from the community. You know, he was stationed in Tunisia, and you know, it's in the diplomatic corps stationed in Tunisia. They wouldn't let him bring his family with him, because he's Jewish and it's not safe to bring a Jewish family there. It's okay to bring a guy named David Levy to there, but not his family. It's like, you know, great. You know, what's your name? David Levy. Right. Walk down the streets of Tunisia. You know, like, what about in France? What about in America? Like, Mehechatesi, you know? You know, you drive around a little bit out of your Dalaram is, you know, and come on. These people are sick. There's tremendous needs in Klal Yisrael. Tefillah is an act of supplication. Okay, the 15 and 16. Pirshei Milos. So Pirshei Milos is Ma'akev and Bracha Rishono, and some say also Moedim. So that's number 11 in the notes. We saw Tashi Chavim Bechol Brachos. We made him Yachol Chavim Bechulam. The Pachas Chavim Be'Avos. She'd have to have come on all of the Brachos, at least in Birchas Avos. Mishabura number 12, Yesh President Gabon Baidim Khoshiv Kaobas the Khatila. So that if a person feels he can't have Kabbalah in Ovis, he shouldn't have it. So Kabbalah by Ovis means Pirshei Milos. It doesn't mean anything fancy. So, you know, I've mentioned this already more. This is the second time mentioning this. I am not a fan of these people who daven Birchas Ovis like slowly. You know, they get up, you know, if come up to Birchas Ovis, you know, Baruch Atah. First one answers, but the first bracha, like, you know, don't be so firm, do me a favor, you know, just like, you know, just say the bracha. You have come on to me, Pirshei Milos. It's such a difficult thing to think, Mamash, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, like, hello? Hakela God, like, Gimer Banur, that doesn't need major thought processes, what the words mean. Elamai, you're thinking, Grosse Kabanas, you know. So the number 16, it should scare you. Okay, if that's what you're doing, number 16 should scare you. What's number 16? Severe Lacha and Simcha Kufel brings a fascinating Rashba. The Lacha, you have to have Kavanah Birchas Ovis. The Rashba says, so, that it means your mind can't wander anywhere in that bracha, even if you're not saying the words. So I say, I kale, and I pause. And I think about Alaska, and I say, Agadol, I think about Agadol. Because the Rashba, you're not your Tishman Esri. Because your mind wandered in the first bracha. Right? It's not that you have to think what the words mean. Mind can't wander in the first bracha, the Rashba says. So even when you say the words, you mean makabim what the words mean. But if anywhere during the bracha your mind wandered, even though when you say the words, you mean makabim to the words, Rashba says you're not yotzei. So Bir Locha brings in Kufala. It didn't make the cut on your sheets. I'm sorry. The Yesh is Orba Bavashal Yehi Liba Pera Be'em Sabrocha L'Dvar Mecherim Afilim Eish Yomer Acha Kacha Teves Shabrocha Yachsiv Yechavin V'Yesh Lain Lein Bidi Yevit. Does he mean it's Maki Bidi Yevit? He's not sure. V'Kaparim L'Chadchila Yesh Yizor Bezem Oid. So you should take this very seriously and be careful about this L'Chadchila. Most people, their minds tend to wander more the slower they say it. So this idea of this elongated bracha rishona, I'm not a fan of it. I'm just not a fan of it. I didn't see my Rebbeim do it, you know. Rav Ober writes a fascinating thing about Shemoneh Esrei. So let's get Shemoneh Esrei right. What is it? It's an act of talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Shemoneh Esrei should not be difficult. Like, it's not as difficult, it's kavana, you know, screw up your face in kavana. Like, I'm talking to you, and I have to kavana to talk to you. I have to have kavana to talk to you. I have to make work to myself, and I have to, you know, like, just, I'm talking to you. Just talk. He says, it shouldn't be this difficult thing. If we find it this difficult thing, means it's because we have a difficulty realizing we're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a more basic problem. We have a difficulty picturing Kadosh Baruch Hu, period. But having like focus and, you know, pushing yourself with words into kavana, that's not the point. The point is talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll tell you two nakudas in that. I've said this over before. When I was in Tells, one of the Rebbeim in Tells, now he's a Rebbe, you're saying, but then he was, you know, we were together in Carmel, is a grandson of Rebbe Avigdor Miller Zatzal. And he told me that his Zeta used to daven in a conversational tone. He wouldn't sing, and he wouldn't scream, and he wouldn't yell, and he wouldn't say, he would talk. He would talk as if he was talking to a human being, because that's what he was doing. He was talking to somebody. That's it. That's how he used to daven in such a way to stress himself. He's talking to somebody. He's not talking to a wall. He's not talking to a sitter. He's talking to a being. So you don't have to work on yourself to have this grace of kavanah, because you're just talking to him. End of conversation. Good. Rabbi Twersky says a story that he was in Eretz Yisrael by the Kaisel. As he's standing there, they bring this elderly Sephardi Jew, blind Sephardi Jew, up to the Kaisel next to him. They place him next to Rabbi Twersky. And he caresses the stones, he kisses the stones, and then he starts talking to Hashem. You know, just telling Kadosh Baruch Hu about his day. You know, say, Hashem, thank you, I had a good day today. I was able to get up, I was able to walk. You know, it's difficult for me, but I was able to do it. Thank you very much. You know, but, you know, in a conversational tone. He says, Rabbi Tursky, I really shouldn't have been listening because it wasn't my conversation, but he was very hard not to hear him because he was talking out loud. He says, then somewhere in the middle of this, while I'm trying to focus on my tillum, whatever, I hear him say, oh, I'm sorry, I already told you that. And he realized that, or Twersky says, I realized that I never davened tefillah in my life. This person had 100% clarity that he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he had to apologize for repeating himself. He's talking to somebody. Right? So he says, that's what tefillah is. That's it. No gersim isis. You want to add more thoughts. You want to maybe give yourself the time to absorb. You know, I just asked for something very valuable. You know, let's think about what that is. You know, I get that. Fine. But it's not this difficult thing. That's what Rebbe was writing. It's not this, like, Elamai what? We have to live in a world where we're a Nivra and he's a Barei. Once we get that, if you're a Nivra and he's a Barei, so the conversation is natural. And then we need a mitzvah tefillah. Why do you need a mitzvah tefillah then? Because we wouldn't have the chutzpah, the davening, the Kadosh Baruch Hu otherwise. Because again, the merchik is so distant from a nivra to the barei that I don't have the chutzpah to approach him unless he says I would like you to come to me. Okay, but now that I come, what nivra doesn't come to the barei recognizing that he can't get it, whatever his needs are, he has to get them from the barei, and doesn't present it in a language of tachanunim? So, Hayoyis Tefillah is really this vehicle where a human being is expressing that clarity that he's a Nivra, and the one he's talking to, the Baruch Hashem, is the Borei, and he's putting his trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, making his bakashas there, and that's what makes it a primary element of the person's avoda to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we're supposed to do it daily, and it's hard for us. Because we don't have that clarity, you know, we don't always have that clarity, and we're distracted, and we have many other reasons which are pulling us to that. And tefillah is, you know, because I'll say something which needs a constant chizuk. The Yetzer Hara knows how valuable it is, so he's going to make it so challenging, So if I'm suggesting, if a person wants to look into an area where he wants to be mechazik over the year, you know, besides the Yom and the Royim, but wants to be mechazik over the year, tefillah is an area where a person could, you know, to work on that, to work on. So what we've clarified is that tefillah is much more than just pirush milas. So I had come to that. I thought what the words mean. That's like round one. That's ground zero almost, you know, that you can think what the words mean. Right? There's a lot more. Tefillah is, if a person says, you know, I thought what the words mean, so that's great. That's a beautiful thing. You got to that point. So now let's take it to the next stage. So I'm feeling the words. I'm feeling that need to ask. I'm feeling the simcha that I have the opportunity to ask. I feel that I'm talking to God and I'm ascending in the Shekhinah's presence and making that bakasha. I feel humbled by that. I feel so that I, the tremendous opportunity that Rosh Hashem gave me, even though how humble I am, that he allowed me to speak to him. I feel a tremendous amount of emotion which should be generating in me. The simcha and the pachad and the schus and all the needs, the humility, the security, all of that is a Shemoneh Esrei. When a person walks out of a Shemoneh Esrei, he should walk out a different person than he walked into a Shemoneh Esrei. I just finished. Reb Elbe writes a fascinating thing. So somebody asked him, you know, it's very hard to have kavanah. You keep saying the same words every time. So Reb Elbe responded that he found the question incredulous because, you know, the more you grow, the more you understand, the more there's different messages in Shemoneh Esrei for you. And we're always growing. He says, I never done the same Shemoneh Esrei in my life. He's like, oh, okay. You know, you got a picture of what it could look like. I can't claim that. I can claim I've done the same Shemoneh Esrei in my life many, many times. And by him, like, as a human being grows, it becomes more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So the tefillah is going to be different. The more clarity you have, the different your tefillah is going to be. And he says, you grow every day from Shachar to Milchus, you grow. And from Milchus to Marv, you grow. So, you know, there's this tremendous amount hidden in the words of Shemoneh Esrei, but really it's hidden in our neshamas. When our neshamas connect to Shemoneh Esrei, tefillah, it's a whole different process. She was zeichah b'es Hashem, tefillahs should be tefillahs, the rest of Shemoneh Makabal, tefillahs b'rotzen, all of us should be zeichah to k'sivah b'sivah t'ayvah. Good to go, b'es Hashem.